Perfect. Mel Kay, welcome back. It's Monday morning.
Oh my God, Charlie, what a time to be alive, huh?
Isn't it the best? I got a phone call at 8 o'clock this morning from Tom Sydney Numbers, Tom Bushnell,
right.
And Mel Caviezel, and
what, they're all in Vegas, right?
Dennis Rice.
Right, I saw them. They were in Nashville with me the day before.
Mickey Khan, they're all there.
Yeah.
Mickey Khan, they're all there. And they were having the time of their life, and I love Jim Caviezel's speech. Absolutely spot on.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is I was in Nashville with another group of Patriots. It was a Patriot weekend all over America.
Brilliant.
And I was in Nashville, and Jim and Dennis were there the night before. We were at an awards dinner, and Eric Trump spoke, and I got to meet and hang around with Roger Stone, who has been persecuted for 4 years. He's been around since Nixon, and now he's like enemy number one for God knows why. If you met him, you'd love this guy. He's just totally great. And you know who else was there? It was Out of Shadows, Mike Smith, and Mickey Willis from Plandemic, and Dr. Mikovits and Dr. Tenpenny, and just great, great American patriots. And we really are on the path in America. Yep. People are waking up. It is a different day. And the truth is out there. And everywhere we're going right now, we're in Lexington, Kentucky, and a whole bunch of patriots out in the street last night with the flag. And it's really finally, Charlie, I feel like it's gotten past the point of like where it's just you and me and our subscribers and stuff. It's really people have had it, and they want their country back.
Yep, they do. And it's beautiful to see people standing up all over the world now. People are standing up against tyranny. They're serving notices on their governments. Notice of responsibility.
Right. But,
your government won't protect you. The police won't. The police force won't protect you. The medical service won't protect you. You have to stand up yourself right now,
right,
and stand up against tyranny. One of the very interesting things that's happened, and I've done a lot of digging in the last 4 days about this horrific shooting and that Alec Baldwin did. If we start right from page one, 4 days before the shooting, Helena Hutchins posted that she was going to bring down the Clinton family. She tweeted that herself. That is in the public domain. I'm not a journalist. I'm not an investigator. I'm just a 61-year-old granddad who knows how to look for things.
Right.
And I found that out very, very quickly. Then I find out that her next movie was about a project documentary about the Hollywood pedophile rings.
Yeah, and guess where the movie was shot? In New Mexico, 30 minutes from Epstein's ranch.
Correct.
And on top of that, the real prop master walked off set a couple days before because they hadn't been paid. And the executive producer is Alec Baldwin. And we know all about his past. And, you know, when I worked on SNL, I talked to you about it. This was just a super angry guy. His hatred for Trump was all out of proportion to reality. And I always said it was because of his own crimes. And then he shoots this cinematographer. But then we find out that the husband is some kind of lawyer connected to the Clintons.
Correct.
And he's all with Baldwin. This is not, none of this makes sense. Also, I've been on hundreds of movie sets. I've never been on a movie set with a gun with a live round.
Ever. Well, I've spoken to five directors and producers, including Dennis Rice.
Yeah.
I spoke to him this morning. And he said, Charlie, you never ever have a loaded gun, live gun, on a set, ever.
No.
All five directors said, we have props, but even if their props unloaded, they are held by a member of the crew and they're handed to the actor at the start of the scene and they're taken back off at the end of the scene. He said it's a standard protocol. So he said anybody using a loaded gun on a film set, this has been done on purpose for a reason.
Right.
So then I started digging a bit more and I find out that Alec Baldwin is a Freemason.
No doubt.
And I find out that he's, because somebody's told me that he is trying to go up a level, whatever that means, up a circle. And that involved a human sacrifice.
Right. Well, also, there was actually, you know, they leak out little things. So in the New York Post, there was an article today about a Jamaican church that was got caught doing human sacrifices. And they found dead people in there, their throats slashed with the drinking the blood. This is just to make people, you know, prepare, because all of this is coming out. And, you know, they played against Sound of Freedom, but I also have to say, I was with Mike Smith and Out of Shadows when that came out two years ago, right when the plandemic started, really woke a lot of people up. It was downloaded, I think, like 100 or seen at least 100 million times. People should go back and revisit Out of Shadows again. It's free, basically. But we are about to see some real ugly stuff come out that can't be stopped. It shouldn't be stopped because it won't end unless it is. But what I also saw is not only is our border about to be attacked, southern border, and people are going to be standing up and fighting back. There's actually finally a sheriff down there, like Sheriff Mack, that is stepping up and taking over. But also the EU is in big trouble. Well, we know the EU is part of the cabal, but the EU not only is broke, but they're about to have an infiltration of illegal immigrants all over the EU as well. All orchestrated always by the Open Society. People still don't get that the Open Society means no borders, no freedom, no free will, full surveillance. But you know what? I think the puppet masters are exposed. People know who they are, Charlie, at this point.
They do. And just one other thing on the other subject of Alec Baldwin, it just happens that the police investigating him are also in the same lodge of Freemasons.
Yeah. And listen, there can be no coincidences in this in this project. The fact that it's 30 minutes from Epstein Island and he was a regular on Epstein Island is not a coincidence.
It's
nothing about this story makes sense. The minute it came out, I still feel that way about the two kids traveling cross country. The guy killed the girl. The guy disappeared. The guy was found, his body. A lot of this is distraction. And, you know, I have to tell you, my sister had an issue with like a school board and all of, and just they're out of control. They're crazy. They're treating parents like they don't own, like their kids are not, they're it's not up to them. Like if some teacher started teaching your son that like being white was made him an oppressor and a bad person by birth and all of this. And like, if you're black, you're oppressed and you have no shot in America. This is what they're doing to children in America. And my sister had enough and she finally said something at a school board event. And they said, you can't question reality. This is reality. And nobody can question anyone but the FBI. I said, just stop fighting. The bottom line is these same puppet masters, the demons you and I always talk about straight out of Switzerland and that have been occupying this planet for evil purposes forever and just had their faux climate change event. They're at a place where they are causing as much havoc on our streets. And we, the people of all of our countries, have to realize BLM, critical race theory, LGBTQ, Me Too, all of this has been a distraction from looking at them. And in America right now, people have to stop and just realize America is the only thing in the way of their great reset, because we have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we are a Judeo-Christian country that believes in unalienable rights given from God. And we have been infiltrated in America and it's all over our country. There's probably a million of these like communist, socialist, brainwashed, go through Chicago and DC and whatever. But whatever the case may be, we have to start being like, okay, they can go in the corner, but we, the people of America, need to step up and realize the destruction of America is the only way they get the Great Reset. And it can't happen. And it's got to be we, the people of the United States, that say, we love America. The world needs America. We are not going to fall and forget all these internal struggles. You and I've been saying for 2 years, they're trying to create distractions among the people of our countries so we do not see who the real enemy is. And too late. If you don't see right now, you're choosing not to see. and it's coming to a head.
It certainly is. And it's very interesting. There's a lot of people who are trying to sit on the fence because right. they don't know. And I keep getting these people say to me, well, how do I know I can trust you? And I said, you don't need to trust me. You right. don't need to. You need to trust yourself. But because so many people have been dumbed down so much, they don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore.
Right.
And the issue you said with schooling, this is how much they've infiltrated.
Right.
And if you look back at, you look at the history of America in the last 30 years, whenever any child mentions they've been to college or university or they've graduated, it's a massive cheer, as if, right, we got another one trapped. And you just go, I've been looking at it for a few years now and watching and thinking, what's all that about? Why, just because you've graduated, you've done your job, you go to school to be educated. Well, that's what you're there to do.
Yeah.
To be educated.
Yeah, but it took me 20 years to pay off my NYU student loans. Yeah,
exactly.
So you can't. You're in the debt slavery model. It's all part of the same model. And, you know, that's what this climate accord thing is about. I've been telling people, we talked about it many times, but that $1.5 trillion is the same exact Rothschild banking cabal model out of the Bank of International Settlements. The whole thing is they can't start a war to keep refund themselves because they're broke. The demons, mm-hmm. the cabal. Mm-hmm. And so what they want to do is, thank God Trump ripped up the Paris Climate Accords, but this demon went right back into them because the UN is running my country right now. And so it's $1.5 trillion that they're going to give out to all the countries, surprisingly, that are involved in the central banking debt slavery model as loans that can never be paid back. It is a total con, and all of the UN climate change data and documentation and all that they're basing this on is the same models that they base COVID on.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Great Reset and the COVID-19, all the same, Imperial College, all these same entities, the World Economic Forum, all of the data. Yeah, sure, we can do a lot on this planet to help pollution, but it's not human made. It can be human fixed.
Yeah,
but that's not what they want. These people don't care about that. They don't care about Black Lives Matter or climate change or, you know, systematic racism or human rights. They don't care about any of it. You and I have tried so hard to point at the enemy. We all share a common enemy. Donald Trump and all of the alliance have been fighting the common enemy, and that is the invisible empire. And they're not invisible anymore, and we got to keep pointing them out. But the people of all of our countries, Spain is doing pretty well, though. But because you're in Spain, but you're from the UK. UK is not doing great. But America is waking up. I need American people to know that watch you. First of all, everywhere I go, everyone loves you. And as soon as you come to America, we are going to have such an event and people are going to be so thrilled. And like you said before, people said, how do I know I can trust you? Well, I'll tell you what, Charlie Ward, you have given more people hope and a reason to get up every day and keep fighting for the last 2 years than anyone else in this country, in America. I have met thousands and thousands and thousands of people that come up to me and say, thank God for Charlie Ward. So I have, you know, no matter what anyone says, you, not only will you be proven, obviously, to be right, but what you've done for a lot of people, nobody can take away. And I'm very proud to be a part of your team. But I have to say, more people would have given up, really given up, if not to depression, drugs, alcohol, just faded away.
Because I was a naughty boy when I was younger, God has told me it's payback time now. So he said, I'm going to put you in the front line and get out and do your job.
Yeah.
And when God calls you to do something, you don't question it. You just get on and do it. And he gives you the strength to do it.
Yeah.
He gives you the strength to do it every single day. And he also... One of the biggest things that I pray every single day that I might be able to find the truth and I might be able to deliver the truth the way that he would want it delivered.
Right.
And that's what the truth is it is not up to Charlie Ward. It's up to God. And Charlie just delivers a message.
I ask
God for his guidance every single day. And I thank him for everything he's done for me, with providing me with a wonderful wife and family and everything else. And sometimes we forget to thank God for everything he's already done for us. We're very quick to ask him for this and that and the other. But just to be grateful for everything we have. Yes, it's been challenging at times. Yes, I've had death threats. Yes, I've had people show up at the door. But God has protected me. He's protected me and he's guided me. And it's very interesting because I've learned what it is just to put your complete faith and trust in God. And the one thing you know with God is he never lets you down.
No, I say the same thing. Like I was in Nashville and, you know, when I go to these events, and everyone should be going to these events in mm-hmm. any of our countries, you know, like I tell the story of my mom starting her little group, We the People in Florida, and it grew all over the country. We have this happening, but when you go to these events, especially I go to General Flynn's Reawaken America tour. I was in Nashville this weekend with the Bollingers for a different tour because it was about health, more about health and freedom and sovereignty of our health care and all of that. But a lot of them were in Salt Lake. And then, you know, David and a lot of our other friends were in Vegas. But people have to get out because they have to realize, A, we are the majority. B, most people love God, country, America. Our founding fathers, our founding documents, the Constitution. It's our media, New York, California, a little bit of like the Northeast, DC, and that's it. Mm-hmm. See, I've been in 10 states. And the best part is, like you just said, I go up on stage, I don't prepare. It comes through me. I never mm-hmm. meant to do this. You know, I spent all those years in Hollywood. And I got out of there. And my first thing was like, something is wrong in Hollywood. There's something going on with the kids and the satanic stuff and all of that. And it evolved to here. And now I'm at a point I get the pleasure and the honor of going to speak to other patriots who love America and kind of throw down the facts that you and I say on this show every week and to new audience. And I always say, you know, no matter what, it's not me, it's about the message. And we don't know the truth because we're not supposed to know the truth. We're supposed to be mm-hmm. seeking the truth and yeah. sharing the information. And yeah. I get up there and I come down and I look at Rob and I say, did that make sense?
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it made sense. And I'm like, okay. Well, I just want people armed with the facts mm-hmm. and truth. And mm-hmm. you know, just last week, because you and I are the biggest, like, do your own research people, like, don't believe yeah. us. Fine. Yeah,
exactly.
So last week, CNN, the sinking ship that is, that you have, 12 million viewers of all of your shows, and they can't get 300,000 to view a town hall with Joe Biden. But they mm-hmm. had a whole segment last week on that evil Brian Stelter show saying, mm-hmm. if people say, do your own research, that's a signal of the new propaganda. I'm like, that's how stupid they think we are.
Yeah. But
listen, and people say, oh, are you scared? And da, da, da. I say, if Charlie and I are wrong, the world's done. There's no other side. Exactly. So we'll keep fighting and keep talking and keep getting out there and keep getting people to do their own research and look up the origins of where we are and how we got here, because that's the goal. It's not up to us. And I feel good about that, but I do see people waking up. And, you know, last week when I spoke in New York City, I looked out at the crowd. First of all, RFK Jr. spoke, and we talked last week about the that they were supposed to put out the JFK real documentation. And I said, I bet Biden blocks it. It was supposed mm-hmm. to come out 10/25/21 mm-hmm. under Trump's executive order. Two days mm-hmm. ago, the Biden administration put out, nobody covered it in the mainstream media, a memorandum saying they were blocking the release of the JFK documents for national security reasons. Yeah, the only national security reason is it would start a domino effect of people being like, wait, what happened to JFK? What happened mm-hmm. to RFK? What happened to Martin Luther King? Who did it? Why would they do that? And it mm-hmm. would start unraveling all of it. And I mm-hmm. said, wow, you know, they are continuing on. The CIA, communists in America are continuing on denying and hiding from the American people what we the people need right now, which is the truth. Mm-hmm. And so... It's crazy times, but I feel like so much is happening at once, like we said it would. Remember, we were like, everything's going to happen at once. It's just the Sussman indictment was the trigger for the Russia law stuff. The mm-hmm. Ghislaine Maxwell is coming in with on this side. We got the COVID falling apart. They can't even, you said it last week. They never isolated it. Well, now somebody has sued the Japanese government too, being like, if you can give me proof of the isolation of COVID-19, which we know is certification of vaccine identification, is what COVID stands for. But listen, government after government is being forced to admit that they've never isolated the virus.
Correct.
And that's a great thing.
Oh, we've had that in Spain. We've had it in Spain here where they've taken the government to court and right. they've lost. The government in Spain have turned around and said, no, we've got no evidence at all that it exists. So that was the first brick in the wall. Now they're breaking it down bit by bit. Now the government are backpedaling rapidly. So is the European Union backpedaling right. rapidly. Because they now know they're between a rock and a very hard place, and they've put their neck on the line, and now the chopping knife is coming down on them.
Right.
And interestingly enough, 30,000 guillotines were ordered by the US government to be distributed to all the military bases around the world. So I don't know what they're using that for. I have no idea what they're using it for, but we got from three different sources, mainstream sources, that they'd ordered 30,000 guillotines.
Right. And that's not a surprise. And, you and I talked, I think last week, about the La Palma situation.
Yes.
And that's really a HARP attack. You know, they restarted HARP under Biden. Trump stopped it. But it looks like that's been thwarted. They were going for the big, that attack. Hopefully that's been thwarted because that was getting dangerous. But it does look like there's everything is moving in motion. And don't forget about, the Red October drops. Who was the star of Hunt for Red October? Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Maybe we just, the shot heard around the world just happened and people don't realize it yet. I'm really feeling like the reveals are coming from all angles. And what do you always say? And I always say, and Mark Twain originally said, easier to con somebody than convince them they've been conned. And if people aren't waking up to the fact that COVID-19 was about the Great Reset, and that all of our countries were, and this genocide that they've committed is probably going to end up being bigger than World War II's genocide. And I have to keep reminding people when they ask, well, why would the doctors and the nurses and the government and the coroners and the pharmacists all lie? I say, well, 6 million people might have died in the Holocaust, but 100 million worked at the camps. So why would they do that? We're dealing with the same level of evil, and it's got to be eradicated. And I think it is in real time. And some people say that Klaus Schwab is already no more. And I would really hope that that's true, because all roads lead to that Switzerland, that crew from Davos, and they need to be exposed and gotten rid of.
Well, I've said this the whole way through, and I'll say it again. I said it over a year ago. They've all been dealt with. And we're living through the pantomime to wake people up. The pantomime is pretty scary towards the end.
Yeah. Well, they always said the end wasn't for everyone, right?
That's exactly right. And the end is going to be very scary for a lot of people.
Yeah.
We're getting very close to the end.
Yeah.
Because the activity that's going on worldwide at the moment is incredible. I'll tell you something a little bit funny, because Justin came to me the other day because I was doing a show and I was talking about the new Q phones that will be around.
Right. I heard about them too. Yeah.
Yeah. So Justin said, who's going to make them? So I did some research and we found out the man behind them.
Who?
He's not dead.
I know what you're saying.
Steve Jobs.
I know what you're saying.
Steve Jobs apparently was taken out to do this. At that time to create the Q phone, and that's why the iPhone has never made a step forward since he died.
Wow.
He's been working on the Q phone in private. So he's got all the technology, but the Q phone is taking it away from the cabal.
Right. I heard about it this weekend at the event I was at, which is why people need to go to these events, because there's amazing people there that are making a difference and you don't know about them yet. But when you go to these reawakening tour, any of the tours that I've been going on, God willing, you'll be here soon and on them as well. You're around the people that are making the difference, that are fighting the battle on the front lines. And I met them. These phones, like I do the satellite phone, which is much better than the cell phone. But also there are phones coming up that they don't even use any of that. No. And they've had this technology. And, you know, what I was at was Truth About Cancer event. And there were a lot of amazing doctors and scientists speaking from all over the world, talking about, and we know all the cancer stuff, American Cancer Society, all the medical schools have been run by the Rockefeller family as well. And what we have learned over the COVID, and people have to pay close attention to, is the suppression of all kinds of natural remedies for all kinds of things. Anyone that uses them are called quacks, you know, people that use the energy or the frequency or the technology you and I know is coming. But also our immune system, it has a lot to do with, you know, faith in the body God gave us. But it's been a war on that. And many people were putting up evidence, say, like showing that a lot of the treatments for cancer are what is killing people. It's not the cancer. And then there were also people there talking about ivermectin being good for cancer.
Correct.
And you're sitting there saying, they really did turn the entire plandemic on the demons.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as hard as it's been, you know, whoever looked at what the kids were being taught in school until the COVID lockdown, you know, who looked at, you know, why are they suppressing drugs that they know save lives, cure cancer, cure Alzheimer's, all this stuff, all of our family members and friends and people have died from that needlessly, now we know, but all of it, including the financial debt slavery and now this climate crisis BS. I mean, it's, and I, when I looked at it, Charlie, because we did a show 2 years ago, people always talk to me about the Pesos show where I like connected everything from the Fed and the railroads, like all the way back. And that these, this one group of people, the same people behind the pandemic, behind the Federal Reserve, behind every war, behind this climate agenda, that they all always play the same game. It's the same model. These aren't very creative people. And as much as they are, they go to their Ivy League schools, most of them get in because they're bloodline families or they're, you know, they call it, what are they, grandfathered in. So a lot of these people with these Harvard and Ivy League degrees, it's not that they're the smartest people. They were chosen for a reason. Sure. And it's just all being exposed. Like you said about college, you know, for years where I'm driving around America, there are abandoned steel mills with full towns around them, abandoned manufacturing plants all over America with like around them, abandoned restaurants and housing and hotels, abandoned farms by design. And they've started this learn to code, you know, and all this stuff. No, no, no. Learn to farm. Learn to make steel. Because remember last week we talked about the backup of all the, there's multi reasons that all of those ships are not being able to unload their goods. But one should be that the whole world should be looking at it and thinking, why does America import anything anyway? America should be thriving from the inside out. Why are we teaching people to code? You know why? Because they're AI, fourth industrial revolution. They don't want anyone to work. They want it all to be controlled by their central group. But we, the people of all of our countries, got to get out there and start farming, manufacturing, you know, making our own clothes, making our own steel, building, you know, all the stuff that we, cars, all of it. Just take it back, go back in. There's millions of homeless people in America that could be filling up these steel mill towns that have been abandoned and have nice lives and raise kids the way God intended and our forefathers envisioned. So, you know, yeah, the end isn't for everyone, but I see a lot of good coming from it. Like we always said, there would be on the other side.
And because America is such a big country, you've got so many different climates, so you can grow so many different types of vegetable,
right,
so many different types of fruit, and because you've got so many different areas of climate, you know,
It's you've beautiful.
Got everything there. Exactly, you've got everything there. You've got right from the tip of Florida right up to the, you know, to south, north
Alaska
Dakota, Alaska exactly, right up, right the way through, you've got everything there. But it's all been completely stolen and taken away by these evil people.
Who just like
controlling people. My father always said to me growing up, he said, when you start making money, after money comes power.
Right.
And power corrupts. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that these people that have got money, they're not happy with money. They want power. They want power over people. And the very sad thing is the amount of people that they've been right about, where they say, well, the public are idiots, they're completely dumb.
Right.
And sadly, this is, we've lived through an IQ test that has proved them right, but it's our duty now to educate these people and get them back to thinking properly. And thinking
the ones that can. The ones that can. Because, you know, your thing is it's easier to con somebody than convince them they've been conned. Right now, we have a lot of people that are looking at everything that's going on with COVID. I don't know if you saw here, but this woman, I don't even know if she's a human, that's running the CDC, this corrupt, demonic situation in America. She says now that the boosters are going to be approved by the totally dumpster fire that is the FDA and CDC, and that they that the definition of vaccinated is going to change, meaning they're going to approve the booster. And if you don't get the booster, you're going to go back to being unvaccinated. So you can join the rest of us that are segregated right now in America for not getting an experimental injection of DNA altering substance that has only been around for 2 years. What else came out? This drug, this vaccine that's been around for 2 years is the highest grossing in terms of profit pharmaceutical ever on the market. Mm-hmm. It's been around for 2 years.
Yeah. And it's never been tested properly. It's all about the money. Yeah. Follow the money.
Yeah. But it's also about the people that don't want to wake up. Mm-hmm. They're not waking up because they don't want to wake up.
Sure.
They don't want to be wrong. They don't want to look at the evidence. And when CNN said last week, do your own research was the new call sign for propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can't make it up.
No. Well, they're scared. They're absolutely petrified because they know their days are numbered.
Yeah.
And long overdue, because we see it in Europe. The odd occasion I watch a bit of television, normally to watch the sport, the adverts themselves, they're fully loaded with propaganda. And even the commentary of the games is fully loaded with propaganda.
Right.
They're still taking the knee at the football matches in England. And it's just like, really?
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting. I pointed out a couple of times that these young footballers, a lot of their wives, who we call wags, wives and girlfriends of footballers, they're pretty little things, but you tend to go, yeah, they're pretty little things, but then, you know, they haven't got a degree from university. But what they have got is tons of common sense. And a lot of these girls are saying, why would you have the vaccine? Why would you do that? And it's giving a major problem to the football clubs, because the wives are saying, no, we don't want our husbands to have the vaccination. Then you've got teams like Chelsea who are really, really pumping it down their throat. That you must, we all must get it done. So it'll all be shown up for what it is. And it's like a house of cards. It'll all start to fall apart.
Right.
When it falls, there'll be nothing to stop it.
Right.
We've been told that nothing can stop what's coming.
Yeah, I have a great friend, Tom Renz. He's an attorney in America working on the front lines at the very top. He travels with the Reawaken America tour with me. They're delaying getting to discovery, but at some point in the way the American judicial system works, they're going to have to go to the next level of discovery. When in the American judicial system, with the Constitution back in place, which it's not, it hasn't been for 2 years, and some legitimate judges in front of these cases, because now people are starting to go to the right judges, the judges Trump placed there that are constitutional and law-abiding. Once they get to discovery, and you have to make them prove COVID-19 existed.
Yeah.
That existed, that it wasn't the flu and manipulated, and then it was really about the vaccine. But in discovery, they're going to have to prove it.
Yeah.
And in discovery, they're going to have to prove that Dominion could not hook up to the internet in real time and change votes. They're going to have to prove that it couldn't happen. They can't do it. So a lot of this and discovery for the Jeffrey Epstein case is coming. Well, the judge already ruled that they have to, that the original agreement to hide the names of the co-conspirators is no more. They have to list the co-conspirators. And once they get to discovery for Epstein and Epstein Island, and this is why I've been telling people to go watch Out of Shadows again, God willing, Sound of Freedom will come out at the same time, because like you and I know, you can't watch Sound of Freedom and hear the evidence from Epstein Island and not want all these people dead. There's this, the outrage, but you kind of need to help people get there. People should prepare, because the Epstein case is the nail in the coffin to all these people. But the crazy part is, as you and I've said, it's all the same people that created COVID and the Great Reset. and all the wars and everything, this cabal, this 3,000 people that meet at Davos and Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove and Epstein Island and all the other islands and the Black Forest and the monarchies. This is all the same people, but their day is coming, and it's called discovery. And once we get to the discovery phase of all of this stuff, including the Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Foundation, the Russia, the Ukraine embassy, what really happened in Ukraine, there's no going back. And that's why they delayed the release of the JFK files, because once and for all, the American people are going to look at the American government and be like, what? What do you mean our own government has turned against us for the last 50 years and we allowed it? So, you know, things are coming. The puppet masters have been exposed, and I'm proud of me and you. You know, we've been attacked so much. We started around the same time. You've been a very loyal and amazing friend, and you know, I've always been able to count on you. But I got to tell you right now, we never stopped because we couldn't. I know both of us at certain times were like, it's not worth it. And then we get up the next day and do four shows.
Exactly right. And it comes from within. It comes from within. And it's very important that everybody that watches this understands that you can do exactly the same as Mel and I have done.
Right.
Connect with what's inside. Connect with God. Connect with your spirit. And God has given me and Mel the strength to carry on at times when we felt absolutely battered. There was none more worse for me than when my son suddenly turned against me and started doing three videos. Not nice at all.
They took advantage of your son. Your son has problems. These people that have done this to me too. But that was the worst to me. Yeah. I was never so angry in my life than when I saw them do that to you. But you know what? It's like General Flynn says, it's a badge of honor. As hard as it feels, it's like nobody would be trying to take you down in the worst way if you weren't right, if you weren't over the target. And that was the worst.
We found out the end of last week as well, that the person who tried to take me down, who got a hold of my son, is wanted on paedophile charges in America. So in a way, it sort of, you go, there you go. But it doesn't do anything for me, because at the end of the day, I was bullied at school and it hurt. When you get these people who just talk and talk shite, that doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. It just means that you're right over the target. You're doing the right thing. You're doing it for the right reasons. Right. And that's all we've ever tried to do. And I take my hat off to you, Mel, because the amount of research that you do, I have so many people who say to me, Mel has so much good intel. And not just good intel, they can go and check it out. And they can go, I found it as well.
Right.
And this is the important thing, because if Mel and I tell you something, you go, well, that's your opinion. No, Mel and I have done an awful lot of research, an awful lot. And you can go and do the same research. And if you come back and find something different from Mel and I, both of us will welcome you with open arms.
Right. That's what I always say. I always say, like, Charlie and I know what we know. We get a lot of people send us information, especially Charlie. He's got to go through it and be like, this is real. That sometimes we're wrong. Often we're right. But whatever the case may be, there's not that much tangible proof. You and I try to stay away from like speculating on things we can't prove. But at the end of the day, there is so much you can prove if you know where to look. That's why I always tell people to go to themelkayshow.com or to your channel, the Charlie Ward Show, because we actually have resources for people that don't know where to do their own research, because Google and Wikipedia were completely hijacked by the cabal. So you have to really go and dig in. But once you do, the dots connect because these people are so arrogant, they're so Luciferian in their actions, that they don't hide their agenda. So all you really have to do is trace it all the way back to the Bank of International Settlements, World War I, basically, but way back before that, we've done. But you know what? In the last 50 years, it's the same, 500 people and then their minions all around the world that are involved in every color revolution, every takeover of a country, every war on both sides. And I'm explaining to people everywhere I go, Germany lost the war. The Nazis, the Fourth Reich did not. They came to America. They are the UN. We need the UN gone. This is a criminal organization. They mm-hmm. have been money laundering, stealing our money, putting in their puppets all over the world. And, you know, we got to find a better way to move forward. All of our countries, sovereign, borders, language, culture, pride in your country, pride in your state, you know, take back our education system, take back our founding documents, our souls, our mm-hmm. love, our humanity that has mm-hmm. been hijacked. And mm-hmm. from then on, there's no need for war. You know, mm-hmm. it's like people are always talking about, oh, what's going on in Russia and China and they're being aggressive. I'm like, no, they're not. It's NATO. Mm-hmm. It's really NATO. It's the one world government's military. It's sure. the one world government's Vatican. It's the one world government's World Economic Forum, IMF. It's the one world government's UN, which is merged with the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. Yeah. We get rid of them. We build back our countries from the inside out. Not mm-hmm. build back better, 666. No.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then all of our countries can do trade, interact, travel freely without terror, without war, without famine and hunger and all this manufactured stuff. Because again, Charlie, we've been saying it, the puppet masters have created all of it, all the mm-hmm. way down to what's going on in the streets with Black Lives Matter. It's the same people. And anyone fighting amongst themselves in America on some side of some cause is a part of the problem at this point. You're just brainwashed Hitler brown shirts, as far as I'm concerned. And especially these brainwashed, how about this Greta and all these brainwashed kids yeah. that think that they're willing to kill other human beings to save the planet. Does that make yeah. sense?
You know, when you realize that God made the planet. God never made a mistake, not one. He wouldn't make a planet that would overheat or go too cold. We lived through an ice age, but we didn't have the internet then, so we didn't know how cold it was.
Right, exactly.
And the reality is this year there's been more ice on the polar ice caps than there's ever been before. And they don't know quite where it's come from. But these idiots, they think they're, and the trouble is when you try and play God, you get found out very, very quickly because you're not. God is God. And right. God created. And this is one thing that I say to people about, you know, their depopulation agenda. God yep. never made one single mistake. There's not one person too many on the planet.
Exactly.
He gave life and he can take it away.
Right.
When you start playing God, you're playing a very dangerous game. And we're starting to see how evil can be.
Yeah, but we're also starting to finally see how powerful God is at the end of the
yes,
day.
Exactly.
Because when you and I have been saying for 2 years, God wins, and we're watching yeah. something unfold that is so much bigger than any yeah. of our countries, that this is about literal good and evil. It's biblical in the sense that we will look back and this will be another chapter in the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. And it'll be another chapter that God wins. And yeah. That's where we are. But like you said, I think another big thing that happened here, I know we're going long, but another big thing that happened here was 45,000 unaccompanied minors, which are really trafficked children yeah. Who were kidnapped or stolen or sold, mm-hmm. were dropped off in New York, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and Florida last mm-hmm. week. And mm-hmm. I was told, I have a great guy on, I think you've had him on, Victor Avila from the border. These kids aren't being, they don't know who they're giving them to. They're not no. they're not tracking them. They're no. not following them. They literally are dropped off at facilities in the dead of night and picked up by God knows who and mm-hmm. disappear into the interior of America. And mm-hmm. nobody seems to care. But mm-hmm. we know that God cares and the white hats care. But if that is not making people furious, this is why I can't wait for Sound of Freedom. And I encourage people to go back and watch the other documentaries about the child trafficking, because right now, this rogue UN-backed globalist regime in D.C. is funding and facilitating, I believe, the largest human trafficking ring we've ever seen in real time. And there's real consequences. To me, that's the worst consequences are what's happening to the kids coming through that border.
Well, the sick part about this whole thing is that when you've got the UN and the CIA and UNICEF and the Red Cross all working together.
And the Catholic Church, unfortunately.
And the Catholic Church. That's where the problem lies, that you've got the people that we used to think we could look up to
right.
that are involved in nefarious actions. And it's it's horrific. And this is why your job and my job is dangerous, but God is giving us the protection we need.
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely determined to make sure that we bring every one of those down so that our children have a safe place to live.
Right. People always ask me if I'm scared, you know, especially because I'm in New York. I live like 5 blocks from the UN and I like talk about them all the time. And I always say, nah, I'm not scared. I don't know why I'm not scared, because A, I believe the white hats are in control and that they exist and that they're stronger than anyone else. And B, I'm not doing this for me. I wake up every day and I swear it's God. I go on stage. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's God. I sit in front of the laptop. I don't even know what I'm saying. And you know what? It's like, if we're wrong, the world's done.
Yeah.
As we know it. So, and I know we're not. So, you know, I know God's protecting both of us, but also God is protecting all of humanity right now. People need to look inside, feel gratitude that they are alive. They are well, they have what they have, because if God wasn't in control, these people would have enslaved us years ago.
Sure. Well, wonderful to see you on this Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm all riled up after another weekend. I'm in Kentucky. I can't wait till you come to America. I have to tell everyone in America, America is a beautiful country. I've been driving for 6 weeks because I won't get on a plane. And it's too depressing going to the airport with all the masked people.
Yeah.
So America is a great country worth saving. But get out there, get out of the inner cities. Go move to some of these abandoned towns all over America and be an entrepreneur and rebuild. And go do things that they told you you couldn't, because now's the time. And thank you so much, Charlie, for everything. And I cannot tell you enough how many people in America are so grateful to you and love you so much. And I keep telling everyone, I'm going to get you here.
I'm definitely coming. As soon as we're allowed to come over without a 2 week stay in Mexico, then we'll come, because at the moment we have a tight schedule between now and Christmas.
I know. So
I can't justify having 2 weeks in Mexico, as much as I'd love to. I love Cancun.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got a planet to save. So, you know, God has other plans right now for you.
Exactly. Well,
okay.
It's great.
Well, I love you as much as I could love a human, and keep doing it. You are really a voice on the top front lines of God's battle, and God wins. Thank you.
I'm certainly up for the battle.
I know.
Have a wonderful week.
You too. See you soon. Yeah.